Take your Bible and turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. Our verse for the year, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, 31, our verse for the year here at God's house. And so I pray that you read it every day and be blessed by it. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Things is referring to the scripture context preceding this verse in Romans 8. And it also referring to scripture context that comes after this verse in Romans 8. We will in time get to all of them and explain them throughout this year. But right now, we're going to focus on if God be for us, who can be against us? We need to get that down deep inside of us. We need to know and make sure that we understand that and believe that by faith. And so I thank God for that passage. Verse 32, if we would, please. He spared not his own son. In other words, he gave us Jesus. And he delivered him up for us all. He didn't skip anybody. How shall he not with him now also, to go with that, freely give us all things? The word things is in this passage quite a bit. So God will bless us because of Jesus. He's not blessing us because of us. He's blessing us because of Jesus. And through Jesus, supernatural blessings flow. Now drop down to verse 37. The title of my message today will be, We Are More. Say that with me. We are more.
We are more.
One more time. We are more.
We are more.
There you go. There you go. How many wants to be more when you leave here today than you was when you got here? Can I get an amen? I want to be more. All right? I want to be more. If you grammatically look at this, it says we are more. Not we're going to do more, but we are more. Martha, if we are more, we would just by spiritual default be able to do more. Y'all with me? All right, 37. It's a really powerful verse of Scripture because we have a sports church here. Most of you watch sports. So if you win the World Series, how can you be more? You have to understand he's talking about being, not doing. If you're in the, Major Leagues? If you're in the Major Leagues and you win the World Series, how can you do any more that year? You can't. You've maxed out. But you can be more than just a ball game.
Amen.
Okay, let me get that in. If you win, let's see, what month is this? January? All right. When is the Super Bowl?
February.
In February? All right. Who's going to the Super Bowl? Anybody know?
Not yet?
All right. Y'all can tell I'm really on top of my game here, okay? All right. Well, whoever goes to the Super Bowl in football and wins the Super Bowl, they've maxed out. As a team, they've maxed out. Okay, somebody said Dallas Cowboys. Well, it's not them. Okay, it's not them. They lost? Okay. You see, they could have done more and been more, but they're not. They lost, all right? Nothing personal against them or their fans. But anyway, if you win the Super Bowl, as far as football is concerned, in that context, you can't do any more. But you as a person can be more than a quarterback. For y'all kind of getting my, I need you to get my train of thought. I cannot move on until you get my train of thought. Okay? I know some of us didn't do good in grammar. All right? Wasn't my teacher's fault. God blessed me with an excellent teacher, Ms. Hoskins. You know, it was my fault because I really didn't listen to much he had to say. And so at the time, I didn't know I was going to be a preacher and need to know my grammar. So since then, my wife has had to teach me grammar. And she's done an excellent job of it, I might say. All right. Nay in all things. All right. Nay in all these things. That's a big, big thing right here. How many of you have this 9 to 5, go to bed at the same time, eat supper at the same time, life, and there's no things in your life that you need to conquer? Anybody in here got a perfect, wonderful little life that I ain't got nobody? No, everybody just looking down. Don't look at me. Said it's not working for me. All right, you're probably looking at your rollover list right now. This already was started out. Now it's just so far back. Some of you's gonna just forget it. All right. Somebody wonders why I got 61,000 unread emails. Well, follow me a week and you'll find out. All right. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. How can you be more than a conqueror? You done won the battle and kicked your tail and sent them to the house. How are you going to do more? Well, it doesn't say do more. It says we are more. Through, watch it now, here's how you become more than what you do. Through Him that loved us. And we need to be more. We don't need to be identified by our struggle. We don't need to be identified by how much money we make. We don't need to be. We need to be identified because of Jesus Christ. We're in a big time right now. People's trying to identify as this and identify as that. And dear God, I've been knowing I was a boy since I was real small. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm not. Now sometimes, if you're a man, I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but I've been in the restroom driving, and a woman comes in there and gets mad at me because I'm in the men's bathroom. You understand what I'm saying? And she wasn't identifying as a man. She just couldn't read the signs. She needed to get some glasses. She's 85 years old and got mad at me. She said, "What'd you do, Brother Scott?" "I didn't do nothing. I'm supposed to be in there, so I just kept on, doing what I was doing, They got these stalls, so you do have some privacy. I can see how that would really upset somebody, but they do have these stalls. I was in one of them little urinal stalls, you know what I'm saying? And I just kept right on. I just looked at her and just kept right on. She stood there and looked at me like, "What are you doing?" And then I'm doing what this is for, okay? Eventually your bladder has to be emptied or it will rupture and you have to go to the hospital and get a new bladder. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Okay. And she finally, her grandkids outside, I could hear them just rolling in the floor because they wasn't coming in there. They can read, okay? I know that's shocking, but they could read. And so they finally called Grandma to come on, and it dawned on her she was in the wrong place. All right? So anyway, sometimes on this planet we live on, strange things happening. But you have to go on and do your thing, all right? I'm not suggesting that you do that out in public just to prove a point, okay? So don't let me say that on Facebook this evening, dear God, okay? Because Brother Scotty did not say use the restroom in public, okay? Don't perceive and, right between the lines and all that. It's Brother Scotty's fault. It's always Brother Scotty's fault. All right, for I am persuaded. Paul said, "I am persuaded." Now, here, stop right here. Persuaded is a big word. Paul was persuaded. Now, to persuade someone of something. See, Paul was very type A, hard-headed personality. I say that respectfully. So how do you know that? Read the book of Acts, starting in chapter 9. You'll see how many times he was stoned, beat, shipwrecked. I mean, he shipwrecked actually 3 times. We only know about one. You can read Corinthians, and he tells us he had 3 shipwrecks. We only know about the details of one. That was bad enough. Had to swim to an island and built a fire, and a snake jumped up by the fire and bit him. I mean, it just kind of insult to injury. He just shook the snake off, and then folks there started worshiping him, which is even a worse problem, all right? Trust me. Don't worship me, all right? Because you're going down the road. You're not going to be more by worshiping me, okay? And so Paul told him, said, no, here we go. All right? "For I am persuaded." See, he had experienced enough in life. I've experienced enough in life that one day, this trial that I'm in with my body and finances and other things, I will walk out of it. Why? Because I've been here before. This is not the first time. And I walked out of them, and by the grace of God, I am persuaded, Angela, that we are more than that. Are y'all with me yet? I'm more than where I'm at right now. How do you know? Because I'm still here. If I wasn't, I'd, be in the presence of the Lord and my body would be up in my mama's at Mars Hill. And it's not. So I'm more than where I'm at today. Can I get a witness? Amen. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. And that covers a lot of stuff. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which I have in Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. It won't get bad enough here to separate me, Ronnie Lewis, amen, from Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen. Why? Because He's holding me. I promise you, I'm not holding Him. Okay, if I was holding Him, I'd done be shook loose. But He's got me. He's holding me. Where's Hannah? She in the nursery. Hannah, she's how many months old? My granddaughter, 22. Well, that's close enough. 22, all right? 23, something like that. She'll be 2 years old March 2nd, all right? And when she wants you to hold her, she says, I hold you. And she climbs up in your lap and says, I hold you, big. Okay? So she thinks she's holding me. You understand what I'm saying? And she does hold on, all right? And so, but in reality, Mr. Wayne, I'm holding her. And so do not get this false notion like some have that you're holding on to the Lord. Okay, he's holding on to you. I can assure you of that. All right, and so Paul had had enough experiences to realize God's holding me because we are more. Everybody say it again. We are more.
We are.
See, we are. Not that we're doing more, but we are. But because we are more, we can do more. You see how you see where we're going with this? All right. Now go with me to Romans 13:8. Finna get serious. How many of you, you don't have to raise your hand, or you can if you want to, owe more debt than you're comfortable with? I'm going to just raise both my hands. How many of you owe more debt than you like to owe? Like a house payment and car payments. Y'all know what debt is, okay? That's stuff that, you know, that you can't go write a check for today and pay off. So what's that, Brother Scotty? If you can't go write a check today and pay it off and complete, that's a debt. Notice what the Bible says about that. I was just reading and seeking the Lord, and this is the path He led me on. So, if God be for us, no man can be against us, and we are more than conquerors. So we can conquer this. The church of God needs to get out of debt so it can do more, because it is more. Owe no man anything but to love one another. That's heavy stuff right here. Heavy stuff. So how in the world are we going to get out of debt? Well, didn't you not hear anything I just said? Did you not hear anything I just said? We're going to believe God to cancel them. And I may preach a few sermons on that and talk about that, you see. Because he said, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Owe no man anything but to love one another. That's the only obligation we should have. That's heavy. It's a heavy verse of Scripture. Just stuck right there. Just bam. Just Miss Debbie just dropped right off in here. And just the Holy Spirit just dropped it off in my life today. Said, Brother Scott, I can't even process what you're talking about. Well, I can't either, but I'm going to by faith. Say it again. We are more than the debts we owe. Because see, if we are debt free, we can do a lot more for the kingdom of God. If we are debt free, we can do a lot more for the kingdom of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Do you agree? I know that I personally could, and I want to, and I can't speak for you, so I'm going to just trust God to work it out and cancel the debts in my life. 15:13, Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy. How many knows it's hard to have joy and peace when the debt collectors are calling? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You might well raise your hand, bless God. Ain't no bunch of holy, wonderful folks up in here, all right? I realize some of you don't owe debt, but some of us do. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope. Abounding in hope is more hope than you know. It's an abundance. It's something to spare. You got some left over. Hope is anticipation through the power of the Holy Ghost. And so the God of peace and the God of hope, through our believing that we are more, and through believing that we're persuaded that God can do anything, then God can make it so we have so much excitement and anticipation every day that we got some to spare and give somebody else. You understand? All right. Go on with me to another verse of Scripture. Go to 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. 2 Corinthians 9:6. This is where the Lord led me with these passages of Scripture. Deuteronomy 28, you don't have to turn there, but it talks about being the head and not the tail, being above and not beneath, all right? Proverbs talks about that the man that borrows is a servant to the man that loans. If you borrow, you're a servant to the lender. You feel like, oh God, has it been 30 days? That blame car payment due again? Come on, talk to me. I'm gonna keep digging till I find the vein of gold. Can I get an amen? You sure it's been 30 days? I mean, I just paid y'all yesterday. I mean, what's going on up there? Huh? Anybody feel that way? They've shortened the month down to 10? I mean, they're on Common Core math, so they like to do anything. You know what I'm saying? For this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. If you want a little garden, just plant a few seeds. If you want a big garden, plant lots of seeds. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And every man according, verse 7, and every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. In other words, don't ever feel like Brother Scotty is trying to make you give. If you've been here, finna be 17 years, is that right? There's one thing I haven't done is beat you over the head about offerings. I've found that if people want to give, they will. They'll find a way. They'll hunt the plate to put it in. Okay? If I have to beg you to give, I'm at the wrong place, or you are, one of us is the wrong place. I'm not on that program. And God is able. Now here, if you give, because we are more, if you give, notice what verse number 8 says. God is able. This is what God can do. This is not what you can do, but if you participate in God's plan, Matthew, this is what God can do. And God is able to make all, there's that word all again, all grace, all gifts, all blessings, if you look up the word grace in the Greek, abound towards you. That's a lot of it. That you always, here we are again, a lot of alls in this verse, a big verse, that always, Jessica, that's every month of the year. How many months in a year? 12? January through December. All right, Matthew, it says that ye always, having all sufficiency, how many knows what sufficiency is? That means you got plenty of it. In all things, that you may abound to every good work. A lot of alls and sufficiency and all kind of stuff in this verse right here. Why? Because we're more than what we are today. Come on, listen to me. Get in the kingdom plan, and we're more than what we are today. The trials that I go through is for me and for the people that I preach to. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1 if you want to read it sometime. Paul said the trials I go through is for those that hear me. All right? And so I want to benefit from the trials that I go through, and I'm going to learn from them. Because see, if all of a sudden you're not working, you don't have no savings account, guess what? You're going to have some bills that ain't paid. You're going to have some bills that's not paid. Can I get a witness? Amen. All right? And so, but God says right here, I'm able to fix that problem too. I'm able to fix that problem too. You can give your way out of debt, which is my plans. All right? I'm sick of owing things, and I thank God they're paid, but I just simply don't want to pay them. I want to use that money for something else. I'm feeling to be 58 years old, and I don't want to pay them no more, Mr. Wayne. Okay? So I won't pay y'all. I want to send that money somewhere else. Can I get an amen? Y'all don't want to go Hawaii. I'd just soon spend my money on my house payment going to Hawaii. So that's not the way you pronounce it. Well, that's the way I pronounce it. I'm writing my own dictionary, okay? Everybody else can write their dictionary. I'm writing my own dictionary. I'm keeping up with my words. The other day I talked about that uncatchable cat in my house. You know uncatchable is a word. She's not here today, but when I talked about that uncatchable cat I let get in my house, Moonbeam texted me while I was in the pulpit, and she sent me the dictionary thing. Said uncatchable is a word. It said you cannot catch it. Well, bless God, I knew that before I looked up the dictionary. So I just don't want to send all them folks no money no more. It's just that simple. And so God says here, I'm more than that. Am I on the right page here? Am I reading out of the Bible, or did I just make this up? Did I have a bad dream last night? So I want to give and sow seed and let it reap a harvest so that I can be blessed, so I can bless others. You ask the waitress that wait on my table anywhere far and wide, and they'll tell you, Brother Scotty gives a good tip. I like doing that. So do you do it for the attention? Nope. You should know me better than that by now. I like blessing. They not in there for their help. Congress, y'all know Congress up here in the United States Capitol? They passed this law that waiters only get paid, is it $2 an hour, $2.15 an hour or something? $2.25. Unanimously passed that years ago. Okay, there you go. Oh, baby. That was my next statement. Guess what? They've never waited on tables for $2.50 an hour. And a church group of 62 people comes in there and tears up everything and leaves a dollar. I'm not part of that church. They, thank you, Mr. Tate. They tear the whole place down. They're the most ornery folks you got to deal with. They mad because the drink don't taste just right, and it's her fault. She didn't build a drink machine. She just squirted it in a glass and brought it to you. I'm telling you the truth. And the church is more than that. Jesus didn't die so we could be a bunch of bums. I don't really know how I got off on this, but I feel the Holy Spirit on this. It is what it is. If you're going to go in and represent God, leave a good tip. If you can't afford to leave a good tip, go home, make you a sandwich.
Amen. Amen.
Say, well, the Congress and the restaurant, don't matter about that. We're talking about a personal basis. That person's waiting on your table. She can't help it because of what Congress did and what their boss is doing. $2.25 an hour is what they pay waiters. And they get treated awful. Because the people think this, she cooked my food. She can't help it because you can't eat what the man cooked back there. Who's getting paid way more than she is, by the way. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So if you can't afford to go out and eat, go to the house and eat a sandwich. I almost said cucumber sandwich, but I'd rather not have nothing to eat. I'll just eat a bread sandwich. Amen? Yeah, I won't have to go to the hospital on Sunday afternoon. So, can I get an amen? We need to represent God. You follow what I'm saying? We need to go out in this world and represent God. And so I always leave a good tip as best I can. And it's a blessing to them because we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're doing things for God. I want you to go with me if you would, please. Oh, my, there are just so many verses of Scripture. Go with me if you would, please, to Ephesians 3:19. Ephesians 3:19 and 20. Let me tell you how much they remember. I'm pretty sure Matthew and Michael was with us. I can't remember. In 1999, I was interviewed by a television station in Monroe, West Monroe, Louisiana. It was a Christian station. It was a live interview. And so I went on at 7 o'clock, I believe, and I was interviewed. And so before that, we stopped on the way at Olive Garden and ate. Actually, we ate after the interview. We never eat that early, not my family. And so the young lady that waited on our table, Angela, she asked me, because they all had on shorts, caps. I had on a suit. And it was obvious I'm with a suit on, and they looked like they just left the beach. You understand what I'm saying? And so we told her why I had a suit on. You know, I was preacher and interviewed on television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we ate. Hilton, we ate, and we was nice to her and kind to her, and she was real talkative. We were too, and as you can imagine, and we left her a good tip. 1 year almost to the day later, because I had to think it up, that same girl still at Olive Garden. I believe it was at Olive Garden, if I remember correctly. 1 year to the day later, almost within the same month, because I remember what month it was, she's waiting on us. We're talking, not paying any attention. She said, I've waited on y'all before. I said, well, did we leave you a good tip? She said, yes, you did, because if you hadn't, it'd be like Rex Brandon. His food gets messed up, he don't send it back. He said, they'll spit on it, and they'll tell what the liable to do to it. He just eats. Rex just eats whatever they bring him, don't he, Mark? He just eats whatever they bring him. Okay. If he orders a steak and they bring him a fish, he just eats it. He said, they ain't going to spit on my food. So he don't have a lot of confidence in his fellow man working in the kitchen. So anyway, she said, yeah, you're a preacher. I don't know where we were going. Do you remember this, Matthew? Do you remember?
Yeah, but I think it was at another restaurant.
At other restaurant? Copeland's.
Yeah.
It was Copeland's. That's right. It was Copeland's. And before they closed most of them. Anyway, that's a sad, traumatic experience I just thought of. Anyway, they still have a few open. And I said, yes, I am. How do you know? She said, you was in here a year ago, and you just got interviewed on television. I said, yeah. I got to thinking, Martha, and it was about a year. I remember the month was July of 1999. This was July of 2000, so it don't take much to figure out it's been a year ago, maybe not to the exact hour. And so my point is, you go in there talking about Jesus, leave a $2 tip, that's where they put Jesus at. Don't really know how I got off on this today, but the Holy Spirit's leading me. I'm telling you, we are more. We are more than that. Come on, give me an amen. We're more than that. And if you can't leave a big tip, they can look at you and tell that's all they can afford to leave. They're not stupid. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Are y'all with me? God's house, you go out them doors, you act like you're from God's house.
Amen.
You talk like you're from God's house.
Amen.
If you're not, don't invite anybody to church. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
We're more than our flesh. We're more than debt-ridden. We're more than, we are more than that. And I believe if we believe God, we can be more than that. And we can do more than that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Says right here, yes, set an example. Captain Ron said, Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine that this world will see Jesus in you and glorify Him. So shine your light when you go out. I'm not telling you to be perfect. I'm just telling you to be real and true with folks. And to know the love of Christ. Paul said, oh, no man anything except to love one another. Romans 13:8. Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. In other words, experience. I don't know why God saved. That's what I was thinking about that song a while ago. The grace of God saved my wretched soul. Hallelujah to His name. And that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. If you're ever going to get filled with God, you're going to have to know His love. You're going to have to know something about the love of God, or you'll never be filled. Verse number 20. Now, since we're here, and we're understanding God's love. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding, watch it now, exceeding abundantly above all, here we are with that all again, that we ask or even think. You don't even have to speak it, just think it. Think it according to the power that works in us. What power works in us? Well, the Word of God works in us. The Holy Ghost works in us. Faith works in us. The blood of Jesus works in us. The name of God, He has His name stamped on my head. My face is tattooed in the hand of God Almighty. Read you in Isaiah chapter 49. And so all this power is working in us. So according to that, we can think big and we can be big. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I was in Nowhere, Alabama 4, 5, 6 years ago. Right before a restaurant closed, and I went in, got something to eat, and was headed to find a motel. And so the lady that was waiting my table, and I tell these stories to God's glory. I could tell because her husband had picked Ronnie. They was sitting over there and had two little kids. I could tell by the way they dressed. The fact that they had one car because he had to come pick her up at work. And so they got there early. Probably the kids wanted to see Mama. And so she was working the night shift, and Daddy was obviously working the day shift. And Mark Robinson, they struggling through life. I could just see it dripping off of them. And so Daddy and the kids was over in this adjacent room that they weren't using. And so I was her only customer in that area, and I was trying to eat fast and get out of there so they could get cleaned up and she could go home because they were sitting there waiting. But between my tea and water, she was filling up for me when I didn't need anything. She would go in there and play with her kids. You see, you don't have to have money to love your children.
No.
Can I get an amen on that? You don't have to have money to love your children. So don't wait till you get money to take them to Disney to love them. If you can't afford to go to Disney, the fact of the matter is in 10 years that won't really matter. But what will matter is if you love your kids here, you can make that. Come on, talk to me. Somebody tell me amen. I know parents that don't do anything with their children because they can't take them to Disney. I tell you what your children's going to remember 10, 15, 20 years from now is they didn't do anything with me. Oh, my Lord. My Holy Ghost is going every kind of which way today. So anyway, I reached in my pocket, Mr. Tate, when I got ready to leave, and I took a $100 bill out, and I folded it up, and I put it under the napkin holder. And at that time, $100 was not going to change my life one way or the other. But the Holy Spirit told me to do that. And so when I left, I said, thank you. You did a great job. I said, now you come when I leave. Your tip is cash, and it's under this napkin holder. So what'd you do that for? Because other waiters would steal their money. I wasn't born yesterday. And so I left, got outside, and the place was just full of windows, Price. And so I was getting in my truck, and I looked, and she was standing there holding that $100 bill. Like Matthew, she had never seen one. And her husband and kids come running over. And Jessica, you'd have thought I'd give her a gold bar. I don't right this moment, but at the time I had a pocket full of $100 bills. That's how I know, Jesse, that I'll have a pocket full of them again.
Amen.
Because you can ask her, I hadn't stopped giving, hadn't stopped tithing. Ain't no time to quit giving now.
Amen. You can't out
here. No, sir. Trust me on that. And they just that family just stood there. Matthew looked at that $100 bill like it was a gold bar. And I could tell the husband said, who was this? She said, I don't know who he was. So where's he at? And the mirrors, the way they were, they couldn't see me out in the parking lot, the windows. And she said, he's gone. I don't know who he was. But Angela, that $100 bill changed their day. Oh, no man anything but to love one another. I don't know them people. But it changed their day. We're more. We are more. Not talking about doing more. You can't do more until you realize you are more. And we have Jesus Christ, and now unto Jesus, that Him there is talking about Jesus. Now, is that Him? Is that a pronoun? Is that what that is? Now unto Him that is able to do, He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's in us. And that power come from Him. We're more. We're living in dark, crazy times. Paul said, none of these things move me. I know they're going to kill me when I get to Rome, but I'm going anyway because God told me to go. I'm going to finish my course. Doctor, he had a medical doctor named Luke who wrote the Gospel of Luke. He was a medical doctor. Paul got whipped by whips and stoned and thrown in so many prisons and shipwrecks. He had to have a doctor travel with him to keep him patched up to get his journey fulfilled. But he stayed the course. I'm telling you, we are more. And because we are more, we can do more. If you try to do more, Wayne, before you are more, you're going to mess it up. So don't pretend to be something you're not. But let God make you into something so you can touch the world for Jesus. So how can I touch the world for Jesus? Your church is touching the world. Through 15 churches in India, through Christmas program here, giving toys, through giving money every month, all kind of stuff, through my social media, whatever that's called, sermons and stuff we put on the Facebook and all those places. So we are more, and we're touching lives as a collective group of people. What can I do that? You can pray every day. And you can give. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Everyone standing to their feet. Lord, help us to realize that we are more. And that by Your grace and the power in us that You've given us, we can be more and do more. But give us a vision, Lord. Let us realize that You give power to the weak and strength to the faint. And God, You said in Psalm 103 and verse 5, open wide Your mouth. I will satisfy Your mouth with good things so that I can renew Your strength like the eagle. Renew Your youth like the eagles. You said in your word, God, that you would satisfy our mouth with good things so that you can renew our youth like the eagles. So, Lord, we open our hearts and our minds and we believe you for those good things. We believe you to just supernaturally cancel our debts and supernaturally increase our income at the same time so that we can be more because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Now, Father, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Have a wonderful afternoon.